morning, afternoon, evening, and morrow, everyone. So, this is the end, huh? I've become quite familiar with my cell here. The foundation is hard and indifferent. The concrete stone which holds a history richer than any man alive is dulled and resigned to, in turn, hold me until my history runs out. Hello, caller. You're on with Help Self. I apologize, but there's nothing you can do for me. If you're calling long distance, I'll stipulate that the pittance of funding the show has left can cover your call.
Hey, are you okay?
I don't know.
Do you want to talk about it?
What are you, my therapist?
I'm a therapist.
Oh. You don't mind?
No. Go ahead.
I just thought I'd know something or be somewhere by now.
And why is that?
I started this podcast. I tried everything I could to make some kind of change in my life, to find purpose or proof that I was even just... I don't know.
You sort of felt out of control, helpless, so you thought the solution was to give other people complete control.
I ate a mobster's dog.
See? Ha! Told you it wasn't me!
Shit, I'm sorry, Martini. I really thought... Well, it doesn't matter now. I'll get you a new one.
Don't bother. We have Polly's DNA on file. The one she ate was Polly number 4.
What's going on?
Before you ask, I am a real therapist, but I'm a therapist for reformed and or reforming criminals.
Yeah, he double booked us last week and it was brawl on first sight. Then we sat down and talked it out, and our therapist agreed that we should both call you before spilling any more blood.
Sheesh, we weren't expecting to get a flat out confession like that.
Well, when you've got nothing to lose, you might as well go ahead and lose nothing.
Jesus, kid, you're bumming us out. This should be a happy occasion.
Aren't you going to kill me?
Oh, most definitely.
Well, hang on there, Gandolfini.
What? You can't be serious.
You've both been working on forgiveness. This might be a good time to exercise it.
She ate your dog, man.
We've all done stupid shit because of peer pressure. I haven't eaten a dog, but, you know, I'll let the wife paint the kitchen chartreuse.
I at least need an apology, all right?
Whether you kill me or not, I'm really sorry.
Damn it, I believe you. We can't just leave you like this, though. I mean, it sounds like you're better off in the cell than the outside.
I've got an idea.
And that's the story of how through therapy and Help Self, I united the mob kingdoms and rose as the adopted head of both families. There's plenty more where that came from, but it'll have to wait for my next podcast. How I became the dog father. Bobini came up with that one. Not too shabby.